Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
So what we're going to talk about is how to convert real estate leads, okay? It could just be a lead off of your listing that you put on Facebook. It could be a sign call. It could be any type of lead from someone you don't know, okay? So as long as you don't know them, as opposed to like a sphere of influence lead, you know, those usually have different relationships with, depending on how close of a acquaintance or relationship you have with them, that might dictate how we follow up with them. But if it's someone we don't know, usually we want to systemize that approach so it's very, very similar for everyone involved. So talking about how to convert real estate leads into actual sales is what I'd like to do. And I'd like to provide all of you with a system for that. So it's something you just put on repeat. It's something that can be programmed into a CRM so that when a lead comes in, it goes right through your funnel and process into a CRM, which I know many of you use those. I see Robin uses those. I know Logan is on. I see uses those. And I'm sure there's quite a few other on here. Sean Cardoza, I see on here. Quite a few of you guys I know use some sort of system. So hopefully this will plus it, or you'll find a gap that you have or a talking point you need. And for those of you that are just trying to kind of wing it on converting online leads, I think you'll see where you're probably falling a little short on your efforts. Well, let me start with this by saying, because this question always comes up and inevitably, so I'm going to preemptively strike it. Okay. If you get into the realm of purchasing leads, I'm going to break purchasing leads into two categories. There's what I will call premium leads, often referred to as portal leads, which are much more expensive, hence the term premium, like Zillow or Realtor.com. Can cost you anywhere from $100 to $300 a lead, depending on the zip code and all that kind of stuff. Could probably be more. And those are a much higher conversion rate of a lead than the other category of lead, which are called forced registration leads. And this is the other major category, which means someone comes to a website, maybe your website, and you force them to register with their contact information, email address, phone number, name, for the right to look for homes for sale on your site. So you force them to register to look for homes. And believe it or not, that works at a very high level. You'll get lots of registrations. That's not your problem. It's converting the leads that are the problem. Even though it's shocking that people would give up contact information to look for homes in this day and age, when you could just find them without doing that on Zillow and Realtor.com, they do it like mad. Right, Robin? Like they do it a ton. So very, very common. Okay, because they just go, they're there, they put in the contact information. Now, with forced registration, we're talking give or take $5, it's $10 a lead. They're cheap. With the premium leads, like I said, let's say $150 a lead. And the difference is this: on forced registration, they can give you bad information just to be able to look on your site. And there's no expectation that you're going to be calling them. Right? There was a gateway in front of them. They put in contact information in the gateway. The gate was removed, and then they look for houses. Then out of nowhere, in comes a phone call that they're like, what the heck's this? And it's you calling. So they're not expecting that phone call from you. So it's a much more challenging phone call than with the premium leads over on Realtor.com and Zillow. On Realtor.com and Zillow, they're already on the portal. They're searching for homes. Maybe they have the app on their phone. They've been searching. And then you know what? When they get kind of serious, there's a button there that says, click if you want to speak to a realtor. Then they click on that button. Then the phone call comes. Hey, this is Brian Eisenhower. I'm with Zillow. Can I help you? That's what I teach you to say. Skip your company. Skip your team name. Say you're with Zillow. Sounds like programming, huh? And that's, I mean, that just rubs realtors right there. It's hilarious. But the point of the matter is that sounds like a customer service phone call. Doesn't that sound like customer service? You requested me, here I am. In all likelihood, it's going to be much more well received so long as we jump on that lead fast, which you're going to see is absolutely crucial to converting leads. Speed to lead is everything. Without that, we're dead. So if you got like a lead that you saw came in this morning and you call them back 4 hours later, it's just, yeah, Forget about it. This ain't your game. Speed to lead matters in a big, big way. Okay. So that's why premium leads are premium leads. They're 10 to 15 times more expensive, but they're 10 to 15 times easier to convert because it feels like customer service. When we get over into the forced registration realm where people are just searching for homes and aren't asking you to call them, it's a much more difficult follow-up process. So out there, there's like a Facebook tool out there on command right now. And there's lots of those social media tools out there where they market on social media. Understand those are going to fall into the forced registration category. Those people are not expecting a phone call from you. So you're going to have to do a lot more work with regards to attempting to contact them and a lot more follow-up to actually turn them into a sale or a client. And that's okay. Super duper cheap, but there's work there. So don't think that converting online leads that you pay for is any less telephone work than calling expired listings or FSBOs, because it's not. Because people think it's a magic pill that if I just call these online leads, like magically buyers are going to fly in my window. No, you're going to work that phone. The internet has created the need for telephone calls in a big, big way because it generates so many leads. We got to use the phone to filter through them, to be perfectly honest with you. The telephone is more pronounced than ever because of technology. That's kind of the weird bass-ackwards thing that a lot of people don't realize. Like I've said many a times before, telemarketing companies, inside sales agents, telephone call centers are opening up all over the world for this reason, because the internet is generating so many leads that need to be followed up and converted telephonically. If you want to put your money someplace, you know, put it in Zoom and put it in Amazon and put it in telemarketing or call centers. I have to say Amazon because I believe Amazon's always watching. All hail Jeff Bezos. So I am a fan. Okay, so we know the different types of leads. Now, the process I'm going to talk to you about will work with either of those two, whether it's portal premium leads or forced registration or a sign call or any lead in general from someone we don't know. I would put them through this process. Do you see this chart up here in the corner? This talks about how we jump on an initial lead when we hear about it. Okay, whether it comes by email, whether it comes by phone or what have you, you can see on this chart that people that follow up inside of 5 minutes have a much higher rate of making contact and having the person answer than those that wait 10 minutes. Look at that jump from 5 minutes to 10 minutes. And then after, 15, 25 minutes later, 30 minutes, 35 minutes later, look what happens if you wait an hour. You have almost no chance. That's why speed to lead matters. If you have an online lead from someone you don't know, you have got to jump on it. The gold standard is 5 minutes. And there's a lot of people that are saying 3 minutes, just because there's people that always have to say they're better than you. But, 2 minutes is better than five. I can tell you that. There's no doubt about it. So we have to speed up there. So if you're not prepared to do that, don't go buying Zillow leads. Don't go buying realtor.com leads, because you're just going to waste it. And you're going to say the leads are terrible. The leads aren't terrible. Your follow-up's terrible. Anybody, you can unmute yourself if you know what movie that's from. It's not the leads aren't terrible. It's the leads aren't weak. You're weak.
Glengarry, Glen Ross.
There it is. That's the winner right there. Nice job, Bill. All right, there we go. He got it once I said the quote correctly. Anytime you can use that in real estate coaching, you want to try to do it. So as we move later on, it is much more challenging. It is much more difficult to make contact. And think about, this is logic, right? Think about yourself. You're online looking for something. I don't care what it is. You have a question about it. You ask that question. My attention span to receive a response to that question is really about 5 minutes. If you wait an hour to get back to me, I am onto something totally different. You know what I mean? Like that might be playing with the kids. And you call me later, an hour later, when I'm playing with my kids? Like, number one, I'm probably not going to answer because I don't even see my phone. It's turned off. Number two, if I do answer, I'm coming at you, man. I'm pissed. You're a telemarketer. What the heck are you doing? We're not in customer service mode anymore. We're past customer service. And now you're a telemarketer who's interrupting my life. Had you called me in the first 5 minutes, you would have gotten the nicest guy on the planet. First of all, I would have answered. And second of all, I'd be like, hey, thanks for getting back to me, man. What great service you provide. Whole different tone than an hour later when I'm doing something else. Speed to lead matters. Absolutely matters. We can see down here at the bottom when they don't answer. This is kind of some foreshadowing. But you can see the number of call attempts matters too. If you just call somebody one time, the percentage of sales close is like at 35%. But if you actually start jumping up to 6 to 7 attempts, so right up here at 7, you can see we're up to 90%, which is twice as likely, more than twice as likely as if we make the first call. So just because you call and they don't answer, that doesn't mean we're done. Like, we need to keep following up to chase them down. And we're going to talk about how to do that next. Okay. So we have a system for this, to move fast and to continue to reach out to make that first initial contact. Basically, we're going to break these systems down into two parts. We have one system to make that initial contact. And then we're going to have a second system, which I'll explain after that, to follow up and nurture that contact over a period of time, weeks and months down the road until they're ready to buy. I am now going to show you what that initial contact plan looks like. Okay, so this is called my 2-week assault plan, and this is for making initial contact. So a lead comes in, here's what we do. Okay, so basically the first two pages show the 2-week assault plan is designed for you to work Monday through Friday for 2 weeks, which is 10 total business days. So you will see we have what you should do on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And those are your 2 weeks, okay? Those are all the attempts we are going to make to try to get this lead on the phone. And in general, just remember this, we're always trying to get them on the phone. Whether it's be email or text, we're trying to move that to a phone call. So if you're communicating digitally, we're always trying to move it to a phone call. Don't think that we want to keep them in text or keep them in email. We're trying to move them to a phone call. And phone calls, we're trying to move to either a Zoom appointment or an in-person appointment, because we need to get face-to-face. Whether it's Zoom, I'm cool, or in-person when the timing's right, where you live, whatever. But we got to get face-to-face, because that's going to build rapport in the relationship much more heavily than a phone and certainly, you know, digital text. So basically what happens, in comes that lead. Now understand, I don't want you to get freaked out by this 10-day plan. This 10-day plan is over-inclusive, because I figure you're not going to do all of this, but you could delete the things you don't want to do. So it's easier to delete than it is to think of new things to add to it. So I put a lot in here expecting you to not do all of this, to remove some things, right? But day one, we, you know, of course, we got to make a call right away inside of 5 minutes. That's number one, right? I should put that number one. We got an intro email that should automatically go out. That's the only reason that's number one. A lot of you have CRMs where if a lead comes in, that intro email fires right back like with an auto reply. Okay, so that really is going to happen first, because that happens in 2 seconds. Then your intro call should be jumping on that inside of 5 minutes for sure. If you do not get a hold of them, we got a follow-up text. Every time we don't get a hold of a call, we try text. Day two, more emails, more texts. We got a video email in here, which is very, very useful. If you send video email, a lot of you guys will use BombBomb or other video email services. In those videos, I love it when they see your face and then they click on the button that makes your face talk. So it's really good for them to see your face. Understand that nothing builds rapport more than putting a face with the voice. They start to see you're a real person, that you're not going to run off with like their credit card info or anything, like because you're from Zimbabwe or something. Like, we want to make sure that they see you, they hear you, they can actually build rapport with you. That does work over time. So then there's, you know, we send them a free CMA. I'll let you guys read through this later. We can send an open to show email. We can send them some properties that meet their criteria. If they fill out their search criteria on your website, you'll see what that is. You're going to see all the texts and emails that we reference here. Like on day five, it says, send a how am I doing email. Well, the how am I doing email is down below, or send the day five still interested text. We show that down below. And if you scroll down below, you can see here's all the phone call scripts that are referenced up in the plan above. All of the text scripts are referenced above, are shown down below. All of the email template scripts that I reference in the plan above, here's the text for every single one of them. Those are all done for you. Just pick the ones you want. Isn't this awesome? Video email. If you want to shoot some video email, here are the scripts. Just read them into the video and you're good to go. Facebook and social media message. If we're going to try to hit them that way, on Facebook or social media with personal direct messages, here's some scripts for those. All different ways. Now you see why I call it a 2-week assault plan. It's because it's aggressive, man. It's like a monster truck rally. We're getting after it. Lead comes in, Everything we got's jumping on it. And this is all to make first contact. So whether you make first contact on day one or day 10, that's the goal. Once we make contact, we are now done with the first half of our lead conversion system. If we do not make contact, typically they will go into some slow drip category in our CRM that maybe just sends them listing e-alert emails and maybe some sort of random templated email every month. And if you ever need extra leads, you go dial in for dollars through that group in your CRM. But hopefully that doesn't happen. And hopefully on day one through 10, somewhere in here, we make contact. So when we make contact at that point in time, what we are trying to do is ascertain on that phone call how soon they want to move. So that's what we're trying to do on that phone call. Now, I have tons of scripts and ways to do this. Okay, so I want to show you the next thing. So now we're moving into phase two. We get on the phone call and we're going to talk to them. Now, again, not every lead's a Zillow lead. So this might actually, they may not be ready to like sign up with you. What we're trying to ascertain on that phone call is how soon and how urgent they are about moving. This actually talks about how many contacts, and a contact means it's not an attempt. That means you call, they answer, you speak. Okay, that's the definition of a contact. We are in communication. It could be a real quick phone call, like I don't have time for you right now, click. That's okay. You said something, they said something, that counts as a contact. So believe it or not, them blowing you off on the phone is getting closer to where we want to go, if that makes you feel better. That does happen. Anyone that's converted me online has gotten through some seriously angry phone calls until I actually was like, you know what? Yeah, let's go ahead and move forward, because I'm not real polite up until that point. But you stick with me, you know, you're going to get someone who wants to pull the trigger. So you can see contact one, 50% of all salespeople, this is even outside of real estate, give up if they don't get the sale or the client on the first call. I would say in real estate, 90% of people give up after that first call. This comes out of a B2B conference survey. Contact number two, 65% of people give up after that. 79% give up after the third. 89% of salespeople have given up on the fourth contact. And you're going to start to see some people, it says you harvest the low-hanging fruit, because that is true. At that point in time, we start to see it. Contact number five, you're really become a factor in your prospect's mind. Like you've actually built rapport because they've heard from you five times. Like you have a relationship of some sort when we start getting up to the fourth and the fifth contact. Contact number six, they're getting to know us. We actually have a positive. It's a nurturing relationship now. We're not aggressively prospecting. We're actually nurturing the lead now. They're actually getting in there. Contact seven, top of mind awareness. Contact number eight, you're probably the only person to ever contact them eight times for anything. Ever. Contact number nine, if you can call them nine times and they answer, they're yours, man. 90% chance they're going to call you for something soon. The more contacts you make, the better you are with an online lead. And this is what people don't get. The idea of nurturing leads is where they miss out. This is not calling one person. If you call a forced registration lead, understand they just gave you contact information to be able to search on your site. They're just starting the search process. We as realtors have never gotten leads that early in the process before, ever. Before the internet, the only time we got a lead was when they called us. With forced registration, we're being made aware of them 6 months prior to that. And we expect them to act like 6 months later. At that point, they're like, whoa, I'm just looking. Easy, buddy. I'm just looking. So our need has to be like, hey, we're here to help you look. Because Lord knows, they don't know this, but they really need us to help them look. Because people that don't have a real estate license are freaking morons. And they need our help. Like literally, they want to get inside houses they can't even afford to buy. I'm joking about the moron pit, but you get it. They don't have our process. Like they're just randomly looking. They're not even set up on listing e-alerts. Like, you know, so they don't know when new listings come up. Heck, they're probably looking on Zillow, which means they don't realize half those houses have sold already. So they don't know these things that we know. So don't sell yourself short. We can help them with their search. We can help them with their I'm just looking attitude. We can help them look until they're ready. So that means, whether that means we're going to be making all these contacts over 6 months to a year, sometimes that's what it takes to nurture leads over time. But that's hard. I mean, how many of you guys, other than the people I mentioned early on, can handle this many leads coming in and remember to keep calling them every month to just kind of touch base and see if we can add value? Because we've now talked to them over the phone And when we speak to them over the phone, we need to know how frequently we should call them, how urgent they are, how long we're going to need to call them. So to do that, what we need to do on that very first phone call after they come in through our two-week assault plan, whether it's day one or day 10, at some point we are going to speak to them. And whenever it is we speak to them, we are going to try to ascertain their degree of urgency. And I'm going to show you what that looks like. The degree of urgency, I break it down into four categories. Some break it down into two categories. And these are our lead nurturing follow-up campaigns. And if we zoom in on them here a little bit, you can see our first category are our A leads, our hot leads. You can call them whatever you want. Different CRMs call them different names too. I'm going to call them A leads. These are the people that plan to move inside of a month. Like if you show me the house, I'm on it. We're ready to go. We need a house. Or we're ready, we just can't find the right house. Lord knows we get a lot of that right now. So these are hot leads because if you show them the right house, they want to get inside it. That means they want to meet face to face. Anytime we can meet face to face, that is moving them forward. So this plan is designed, hey, we didn't know them. We made contact. Now we want to see how soon we're going to be able to meet them face to face. And that's based upon how quickly they want to move. If they say they want to move fast, then they're an A lead in the first 30 days. Now, the first rule of thumb though is whatever time frame they give you, cut it in half. So if they say, I want to move by the end of the year, so 5 months, we cut that in half and make it 2.5 months, which is 75 days, which actually makes them a B lead because B leads plan to move in 30 to 90 days. An A lead, if we put someone in the A lead category, your CRM is going to be telling you to call them probably twice a week, maybe more. There's going to be a lot more emails going out because we're going to want you to have much more frequent attempts to build rapport quickly because they possibly have already talked to other agents. They want to go fast. So they're going to be more receptive to your communication. So you're not going to be dogging them. You're going to be matching their urgency and showing that you're really working for them. There's a lot of agents that just are afraid to bother people. They don't want to bug people. And if they have a hard time converting A leads, because A leads want to be bugged, they want an agent that shows them that they can work. It's aggressive because when you're in A lead category, you're in a hurry. You have urgency. So you have to match that urgency with a lot of attempts to contact to show you're really working. And the more listings you get in front of them, the more questions you try to help them with, the more issues you try to have them overcome, you're going to see that they're going to appreciate that and they're going to become indebted to you. And they're gonna feel the need to use you and they're gonna feel like you give them the best service. So B leads are warm leads, 30 to 90 days. C leads, even less frequent communication, right? That's gonna be much less. Your action plan is gonna tell you to reach out and call them maybe every 2 weeks, maybe even every 3 weeks. And we stay in contact until we start to learn their urgency increases and we can move them up to a B or even an A lead. And then we increase the frequency. We move them into our A lead category in our CRM, which is going to give us a lot more daily tasks or daily to-dos. If we have a lot of A leads, we're going to have lots of daily to-dos. It's going to be telling me to call people all the time. Usually we have a mix of A, B, C. A lot of people just do A, B, and C leads. I go into a D lead. That means they want to move in 9 to 18 months. So it's going to be a lot less frequent. I figure why not have them in there? It's a lot less frequent contacts. Because I mean, even if someone tells you they want to move in a year and a half, it's not unheard of to hear that they bought a house like a month later, quite frequently. My way, you're going to get a lot more money for your leads because I'm creating a lot more. So when someone says, man, you're getting 10 leads a month, doesn't sound like a lot. You got to realize we're going to try to contact each one of those in a 2 week assault plan. And then we're going to nurture them over the period of the next year with these plans. Suddenly that's a lot of calls for just 10 leads a month. And if you get 10 leads a month, the next month you're getting 10 more, the next month you're getting 10 more, the next month you're getting 10 more. That's 40 leads, 40 two-week assault plans, 40 AB, all these follow-ups through your A, B, and C categories. Those leads will go a long way. Now, if what you're doing is doing what, or you're letting people on your real estate team do what I call cherry pick, that means they're just calling all the leads once and not doing any of the follow-up. And that's horrible for everyone involved because a waste of money, number one. Number two, 75% of leads are converted in the follow-up down the road. Only 25% you're going to convert on that first call. And that's usually going to come from, you know, really expensive leads like Zillow where they're asking you to call because they want to go see a property. So to get your money's worth, we need to do that. The money is in the follow-up. There's a reason they say that. The money is in the follow-up. But yeah, so that's the idea. So as leads come through, now again, these plans are intended to be set up in a CRM. And you'll find most CRMs have these plans kind of closely set up already. Oftentimes the 2-week assault plan is going to be referred to as a 10 days of pain, 10 days, 2-week assault plan, or, you know, initial lead, initial contact plan. So look for it. And then you could just tweak it because they'll all let you customize them. Some of my ideas in the 2-week assault plan. And then if you look at the lead follow-up categories, the A, B, C, and D, they might be, you know, hot, warm, cold, whatever, nurture, watch, drip. Look for them, but they usually have a few different categories because these are not things I made up. These are proven and tested models that the top producing teams in North America use, and they work at a very high level. So if you're going to buy leads as a solo agent, if you're going to convert leads that are not bought, organic leads as a solo agent, we use this. You're going to do it on a team. This is how you should be working. If you have a team, this is what you'd be implementing. If you're hiring an ISA, this is what we're training them to do. There's a lot more to it. We want to have scoreboards and tracking, and how we track all this is a whole different animal. We can show you that as well. But these are the systems we have to have in place if we're going to convert online leads, without a doubt. Now, the next thing I'm going to show you. So this is my script book, okay? And here's a table of contents. So it's going to give you a lot of scripts for nurturing texts. It's going to give your internet lead phone scripts. So first contact online registration, when they inquire about a specific property, when they just want more info about a property, when they say they're just looking, the hot, warm, cold leads we talked about, follow up, lead transferring. So if we're transferring the lead from an inside sales agent to an outside sales agent, your qualifying questions, which are very, very important, and our objection handlers. And then we're going to go into our internet lead email scripts, a lot more of those as well too. So all of these scripts and templates for texts, phone calls, and emails are in this booklet, which I'm going to give to all of you. So as we scroll down, you can start to see, here's our text scripts. This was actually, I stole this from Inman News, and I've used it for a while now. A lot of times we're using a text to revive somebody, right? They're not answering our phone call, so we're texting them, and we're hoping for a reply. And if they reply, we have revived the relationship. So you can see certain of these have a different reply rates. New search sign up, everyone wants a deal, mentioning a specific day of the week to show that it's live, you know, different reply rates for each of these in order of preference. Then we jump into our phone scripts, and these are scripts for when they first make their online registration. There's like 2 or 3 different online registrations. When they have a question about a specific property, there's a couple scripts for that. When they want more info, how we provide it to them. And I'm going to scroll through all these because I went over them in the table of contents until we get to my favorite, which is page 13. And these are called qualifying questions. Some of you that have been in the business for a while have probably heard of LP Mama. And LP Mama started way back in the day when we had sign calls and people had floor time. They'd sit and income a lead and they'd have like an LP Mama sheet in front of you. And you just got a phone and you try to turn those sign calls into your clients. Well, it's lived on and it's used at a very high level in internet. Now, I will say when you know, for those of you that have been coached by Zillow, they'll tell you to not do LP Mama and they'll just say, jump in your car and go show the property. And the reason for that is because Zillow really cares about Zillow, you know, they don't care so much about your time management and your personal life. They want you to convert their lead. So that will work. And there are times when you need to do that. True. But I prefer you try to set a buyer consult before you do that, especially nowadays, because now that buyer consult should be done on Zoom. So it's so easy to turn a phone call just by texting them a link and turning it into this, a buyer consult. It has never been easier. So now more than ever, man, please make sure you can see who you're talking to, make sure it's safe, make sure you don't waste your time. So try to set a buyer consult before you hop in your car. Not to mention you're gonna learn more about them, because you're going to ask questions that are called LP Mama. See that here? And that's location, price, motivation, whether they're working with another agent, their mortgage. And then, of course, we're going to try to set the appointment, which in this case is going to be a Zoom call. Because on a buyer lead, we always are going to set that to a Zoom call. In-person buyer consults, unless you've got a senior citizen, man, I just wouldn't do it. You just don't have that kind of time. Not only is it politically correct now, it's showing you're socially responsible and it saves you time. Go to Zoom. Here's a bunch of ways you can ask the location question, the price question, the motivation question, different ways to ask the working with another agent question, the mortgage question, and the appointment transition question. You ask those questions. That should be enough for us to determine whether that's an A, B, C, or D lead, With those scripts, that should be enough. Now we can fill out the entire buyer lead sheet with all those buyer questionnaire questions. That's fine too. LP Mama is built into a buyer lead sheet. Or you can just go off LP Mama. There are many agents that just have LP Mama in their head and they remember to keep it. If you don't know what question to ask, just think of LP, what price you're looking for, great, how soon do you want to move, motivation, do you have a mortgage, you know, mortgage. All the questions you need are right there. So it's really easy. It's a quick way to stay in curiosity and keep them on the phone. Very quick way of doing that. That is a crash course, man. That is really moving through online lead conversion, the entire system. So that's as fast as it gets right there. Thoughts?
Brian, do you have anything for, let's say you've got your 2-week consult and you do get contact, let's say they, on day 5, you reach out to them, they connect with you and they give you the verbiage that, okay, I'm not interested today. I'll be moving in 6 months. A program that you put them into that drips on them in addition to what you put in the chat here?
Actually, what I put in the chat will work because if they say 6 months, I'm going to cut it in half and that's 3 months, which means you're going to be a B lead. So you're going to be a B lead in my follow-up campaign.
Okay.
Make sense? I mean, the only time I'm going to not fit you in my category is if you say, I want to buy in 5 years, you know, because I cut that in half, it's 2.5 years and you don't fit in my campaign categories. So I don't know what I do with you.
There's a campaign for that too, Brian.
Yeah, there is. It's just like a completely set it and forget it, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to make it.
Yeah. That's like my D category. It means you're just going to get a bunch of emails and if you ever bring on a new agent on your team, you have them call those leads. Just kidding. But that's
what Smart Plans and Command are great for.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. So you just set it and forget it and hope they raise their hand someday and need some help. And they think you've been nurturing. You know, I love listing e-alerts for that because for some reason, people think you're really sending those emails, you know, with each listing, like you're looking out for them. They become obligated to.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.